This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. So, do you know my mum?
Yes.
Oh.
She told me she was very disappointed in you.
Oh.
Oh, we're rolling. We probably shouldn't talk about your mum.
Okay. Okay, sorry, mum. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Today, we are joined by a very special guest. We are joined by Lacey Starr.
Oh, hi, Kat.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Would you tell the people at home what it is that you do?
Oh, I've got to put a label on it.
Mm.
Okay, well, I am, well, I'm known as a badass grandma in the States. Yeah, I am a grandma and I do a lot of porn and I'm a sex worker, very proud sex worker. What else? Oh, I'm sure you'll find out loads more about me.
Oh, I can't wait. So, yeah, you are a 66-year-old porn star, right?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yes. How long... But, by the way, you do look, I would say, like 50, like early 50s. You don't look like you're in your 66.
Thank you.
Yeah. But, yeah, so how long have you been in the industry?
I've been in the industry about 13 years now.
13? So you came into it later?
I started very late, yeah.
So you were, wait, 53?
Yeah.
Oh my God, so you started...
Like old already.
So what did you start doing at 53? Porn?
What did I start doing? Yes. I was doing some parties, just, you know, swinging parties, just having fun.
Oh.
In my house, mm-hmm. Of course. I love to host these things. And they got kind of bigger and bigger and bigger until there was just a crazy amount of people there. And somebody who would come regularly said to me, oh, you know what? What you're doing just now, you could earn money if you went on adult work. And I went, what the fuck's adult work first? And what do you mean earn money? I was just doing this for fun. And so she said, I'll set you up a, you know, profile. And she went, okay, just tick all the boxes. You do everything, don't you? If you don't, you don't have to. So it was like tick, tick, tick. Oh, never cammed before.
Yeah.
So after about 2 weeks, I got a message from someone saying, this woman saying, would you like to come and film in my house? And I was like, oh, I've not done that before.
Paid?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I didn't even ask that question.
Not a free Gumtree ad. Yeah.
No, she just kind of said she was a producer. Would I like to come and film? And I thought, oh. I'll give it a go. I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I went all the way to her place and she said, right, it's a sunny day. Let's go in the garden. She said, ooh. Your male partner is arriving soon. I was like, oh, okay. So we went out in the garden. In her back garden, it was like a terraced house. It was a back garden.
Oh, wow.
And I was like...
Could the neighbours see in?
I guess it. Yeah. I didn't even. I was like, ooh, okay. And then so this guy came along, nice young man. I couldn't understand a word he was saying because he was from Newcastle. So sorry, the Geordies, but I really couldn't understand. And she said, I'll follow his lead.
Right.
I'll just film. You just carry on.
Yeah.
For half an hour. So I just carried on. I was like, what is he? I don't know what he's saying, but I suppose maybe I'll get on my back now or maybe I'll do this.
How old was he, do you think?
He was probably late 20s, maybe.
Okay. So it was like a sort of MILF scene.
It was. Wow. I had no idea. So she said, oh, we're going to put this on Mature NL. And I went, okay. I thought to myself, nobody's going to see that. It's in, you know, Holland or somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
doesn't matter. So, and then she said to me, okay, we'll do a solo. I was like, all right, what's that now? She says, right, I want you to sit on the table and just slowly get undressed and then wank yourself off. I was like, okay. How long am I going to do this?
Did you feel nervous?
I was.
Yeah.
But I kind of went in the zone, oh, I haven't done this before. Let's give it a go, that kind of head. Mm. And I did have fun, actually. I just kind of went into one. I was just like, oh, this is good fun. Yeah, he's a toy, da, 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 da. I said, oh, it's really good. Here you go, money.
Mm.
I went home thinking.
How much was it?
It wasn't very much, to be honest. I think I got £100 for the solo.
Right.
And £150 for the duo.
Yeah, that's not very much, is it? No.
Not because I know I pay models now and I pay them a huge amount more than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is going back 13 years, so...
13, yeah. And when it's your first scene, you don't know what the going rates are.
But so that was my first little dip into it. And I was like, oh, that was quite fun. And then the company, whoever it was, said, oh, you've gone to the number one favourite newbie or whatever. Let's have you back. Oh. So I ended up going back about five or six times to that same production. But that
always just... in the garden?
No, no, not always in the garden, thankfully. No, that was just my first one. But, yeah, it kind of intrigued me.
Yeah. Also, just I wonder how much the neighbours have seen live next door to that house.
They just might have seen quite a bit. Or certainly heard a lot.
And they always do older women, is it?
This one was for Mature NL, which is a MILF with the younger guys or younger girls. So it's like a play on the age group.
So you just see this sort of carousel of older women and younger men in this garden having sex. Yes.
And I thought, well, you know, that's the best mix. Young guy, older woman. Mm-hmm. So I thought, right, I'm gonna do more of that.
Oh yeah.
So all these people who used to come to my parties, these young guys or whatever, I'd go, hey, do you wanna film with me? And then I started filming in my house, and just because I thought, oh.
And were they all up for it?
Yeah, a lot of them were up for it.
Did they want to like hide their faces or did they show
some of
their
them
face?
Did.
Okay.
But as I say, things have changed hugely. And at that time, I mean, I made sure I got everybody's ID and I made sure they signed a model release, but it wasn't really only because mm-hmm. I'd looked up on it. People didn't generally do that.
Yeah.
Thought, I think I better. And obviously everybody was tested. I kind of got to understand that very early on about the testing, getting all your sexual health tests done. So I just went, oh, okay. Me and some young men, yes, please.
With these swingers parties you were doing, how did you find these young men?
Okay, so there was a site called Fab Swingers, I think it's called.
Oh, Fab Swingers, right. Yeah, I've heard of it. Not used it, though.
Maybe you should. So it was basically I'd go on there and say, oh, I'm having a party at this place. Anybody want to come? So I got a kind of a regular group of...
And like, was it always young men there? Was there kind of a mix?
Oh, no, there was a big mix of couples, lots of couples, older, sometimes younger couples. But I had a lovely band of single young men who would...
When you host these parties, right, do you have to provide, like, snacks and things?
No, I didn't bother with the snacks. People could bring their
own...
I was the snack, yes. People did bring alcohol, and I would just put it on the side if they brought back all they could drink. But the only trouble with, and what the reason I stopped doing them was... when you're hosting something like that and you've got about 60 people coming to your...
60? Yeah, they got so big,
60, 70 people. You end up just being the host. You don't get a chance to have any fun. So I ended up in my house just hosting. Oh, someone's wet the sheets. Right, okay, change them. And they'll stand on the stairs and go, I squirted. And I go...
You bitch. Yeah. Why can't I squirt? Yeah.
Fucking hell. I'll go and change the sheets then, shall I? So I go, and things like that, or, you know.
Yeah.
So you can't, I went, nah, this is no fun. I'm just letting
everybody else. When I host a normal party... And I'm like, and you don't really get to enjoy it because someone will spill a drink and it's like, oh, I've got to clean up a drink. But I can't imagine doing that. And then it's also, someone squirted or someone's
come
everywhere. Yeah. And you can't, you can't be the one covering cum. You're cleaning up the cum.
Exactly. Mm. But the fun aspect was I had a glory hole made and put it in the corner of this room. So I had kind of two big kind of... reception rooms, dining rooms, whatever, downstairs. And in the first one, I had this glory hole. It was like built for me. It was like 6 foot by about 6 foot. They had two holes, one side, and a hole around there where the door was. And so you could get two girls in.
Oh my God.
So as a way to start as an icebreaker.
Of course.
Because they're all having a little drink and whatever. And I'd go in the glory hole, grab a girl with me and say, come in here with me. And I'd go, the glory hole's open! And then you'd suddenly, you'd be light, sitting in there and all you can see is through this hole and then a little dick will come through. You go, oh, hi.
I love that your idea of an icebreaker is a double glory hole.
It was such fun. Yeah, I've still got that glory hole. And inside... every girl would scrawl her name up on the thing. So it was like a graffiti of all the girls that had been in it.
Oh,
it was good fun.
I've never actually used a glory hole.
You should. It's really good fun.
Mm, really?
Yeah. I've got one at the studio.
Part two in the Patreon. Yes. We'll invite some young men from the streets.
Because they don't have to be seen.
True. So it doesn't matter what they look like.
Nope.
Yeah.
As long as they got a nice dick.
That's true. Mm. So you started filming things.
Yeah.
Then what else did you get into?
So I started doing some gangbangs at my house using all these lovely people that were kind of irregular knew where I was. Or bukkake, or do like little things like that just to film. I was just having fun, really. I didn't have a big plan.
Mm-hmm.
I was just having fun. And because I had this adult work, apparently you could put your films on there. So put these little films on there, and that was that. And then I started kind of being aware of the wider world of porn, which is a beautiful world of people, and started meeting people, messaging people saying, I'm going to be this place, do you want to meet up? And so started inviting people to the house for like a weekend of content, so people would either stay at the week or come to the house at the weekend, and we would just make content all day long for 2 days solid, and then they'd all go home.
Have you always been very horny and like sexually driven?
You know what? I don't think I have, but when I hit 50, I think my libido went.
Why do you think that is? Because isn't it normally the opposite? My mum is always talking about how little of a libido she has.
Maybe I'm just unusual in that way. Yeah. My tits started to get bigger and bigger at that age as well.
Oh.
And my libido went through the roof. And I was like, oh, this is fun. Not done this before. And I was like a new woman.
new tits, new libido.
Tits just grew and grew. They're all natural. They just grew and grew and grew. And I was like, oh.
they were crying out to be filmed, really. Yeah. And then what jobs were you doing before?
So before that, I'm a trained psychotherapist. So
no, really?
It's a very serious job. Very serious. So I worked in school. So I worked in a kind of therapeutic school with lots of kids who were in crisis, mm-hmm. Which was hard work. And I trained as... So I went to uni very late, kind of in my 40s. Oh. I went to uni and did an MA in psychotherapy. Mm-hmm. And I specialised in art psychotherapy. So wow. I did that in various places with various different client groups. The most difficult I would work with, I would like to challenge. So I work with nonverbal students.
Wow.
And art is a great communication. So... but it was fun learning how to sign. I worked in secure hospital, locked wards and everything.
That's interesting because I used to work in similar stuff.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And now I'm like, is there a link between working in mental health and then becoming a full-time hoe? I don't know.
You know, it's very useful.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Because you're sort of doing therapeutic stuff.
Yeah. I find it incredibly useful learning those skills of how to communicate with people or how to read where they're at a little bit to dealing with all sorts of people that, you know, we come across.
Yeah. And like, so obviously like going into the porn stuff, having like a serious job before, were you like, oh, like I can't do that work again if I do this?
I guess there is that part to it, but I found I was doing this really serious job and I kind of did it 100% and got burnt out quite quickly. And I thought, I don't want to be around really serious problems anymore. And I was in the education as well, which is again, it's serious, you know, you've got to be accountable for everything. And I thought, I just don't want to have all those rules anymore. I want to like make up my own rules.
That's so funny. That jump
into adult is you make up your own levels, your own rules, who you want to work with, who you don't want to work with, etc. And it's so freeing. So
So I want to like, did you like have any doubts like being like oh, being older, is there going to be like a market for me?
That's an interesting question, because I didn't really consider it. I didn't consider it my age, so I suppose I wasn't really feeling that old, but it did play a big part in my journey, because at the time there weren't any, or many, I can't say any, because there may have been people I didn't know, but doing porn at my age, there were lots of mature women who did kind of, you know, the straw hat and the stockings and the, that kind of coy kind of thing, or smutty postcard type of thing.
Calendar girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not hardcore porn. And I just wanted to do hardcore. I wanted to do gangbangs. You know, I did an all-black gangbang just for the fun of it. There was just me and 13 guys.
Wow.
And it was crazy.
how do you have, like, do you feel like, how do you have the energy for 13 men?
I don't know. I think you go on adrenaline and excitement, I guess. Yeah. I mean, there was one cameraman in the room and that was it. And the only rule was I was in charge. So even though I was being quite submissive, because with a whole room full of black guys, you're in a gangbang, so you just wanting to take the dick. But it was for me. It wasn't for them. It was for me.
Right.
So the rule was, if you come, you don't come in the condom, because obviously it's all protected. You don't, the cum is for me, so you've got to put it on my face, or you've got to put it somewhere visual.
Yeah.
Other than that, everything's good.
So, yeah. So the cum belongs to me.
It does.
Yeah.
So one guy, I remember one guy was behind me, and I heard him go, "Oh, that's good." Came out, tapped me on the arse, and went, "That's my second one." And I went, "Hang the fuck on. What do you mean that's your second one?" He goes, "Oh, I just come twice." I went, "Okay, you can go, because I haven't seen a drop of that, and this is not for you. This is for me." And he went, "Oh, sorry.
Very selfish of him.
But it was an interesting power play.
So he'd come in the condom?
Yeah. Twice.
What a spoil sport.
I know. And then bragged about it, like a little tap on the ass, "Thanks, ma'am," kind of thing. And I was like, "No way. No, mate. You can leave now, or else you give me the cum." And it was like, I don't want to say too much, but on that occasion, I had a very big alpha male.
Mm.
He arrived on a motorbike with a big leather jacket. He had dregs down to here, all beaded.
Yeah.
And
how tall was he?
He was big, and he was very good looking.
Whoa.
He was a sexy motherfucker. He had like muscles. He was great. But when he got hold of me, he was proper like... And, you know, pushing me down, holding me down, which was all fine until I started to feel a little bit, hang on, am I in control here? I don't know. So I'm starting to feel like he's holding me too tight. I'm not sure about this. So I grabbed his hair because he was right above me. I grabbed, because he had all this long dregs.
Yeah.
So I grabbed it, pulled him close to my face and went, "You want to fuck me hard? Do it properly." And he lost his shit completely. He had a little ring thing on his knob. It flew across the room. He came everywhere. And then after that, he was brushing up the empty condoms off the floor. And I was like, ooh. And all around the room, I could hear people going, "Not the dregs, don't touch the dregs, no, don't, oh, she's got..." I was thinking, what have I done?
You tamed the bull.
So, but I had to.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just had that moment of...
It was your gangbang, yeah.
I didn't want to slip on, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, you need to remind them whose gangbang it is.
It was a mad moment to grab you. But it was just, yeah, it's a funny moment. I remember it because he was afterwards trying to get my number. Do you know, we meet up separately.
So was that filmed?
Yeah.
Yeah. So were you selling these
videos
on Adult Work?
Yes.
So when did you get on OnlyFans?
So OnlyFans started, how many years ago now? 7 or 8 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I remember I was in a party, one of these award parties.
Oh, yeah.
And someone I knew came up to me and said, I've just found this brand new app. It's called OnlyFans. She said, you just put a photo on every day and people join and you can charge them to join. And I was like, oh, interesting. So I got the details and I set up a thing and then completely forgot about it for 6 months. And then lockdown started. And I looked on it and I'd got all this money in the account. I'd never done a thing on it. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, I ought to do something on it.
Yeah.
So I started doing something, you know, just putting pictures and answering people's messages. And it went mad because lockdown, obviously, people were all online. They couldn't meet. You couldn't meet anybody, would you? So I had just got my studio then. I just started building it. Got it in end of 2018. So was it? No, 19, wasn't it? I'd built it. I just started using it and it was lockdown. So I'd got this studio empty. No, you couldn't like meet or anything. So I was looking for you know, other thing. I bet lots of people did camming. Did you do camming then?
Yeah, I did webcamming then, yeah.
So that was a good time to cam, wasn't it?
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and OnlyFans. So that's when I started looking at it a bit more seriously because it was making money without you even doing much.
Mm.
So
you have a studio. What's in your studio?
So it's kind of purpose-built for porn, but mm-hmm. a lot of people who aren't porn use it as well. So they'll hire it. So it's for hire, basically. It's a space for hire. So all sorts of companies use it. And
do they know that porn is filmed now. There as well?
Not always. No.
Okay.
The glory hole can be shut off. A little curtain drawn.
Do you ever watch this podcast and think, God, I'd be a lot more interested in what she has to say if she was naked? Well, guess what? You can find me naked over on my OnlyFans. Yes, I am willing to do a lot of things for money. That's right. My OnlyFans is the only place where you can see explicit content of me and also talk to me directly in my DMs. I also have an Admire Me VIP, which you can also subscribe to. It's mostly the same content, but I also have a premium shop there. There, where you can buy explicit videos of me without a subscription. And you can find both these websites at www.catbaker.co.uk, where you can find all your fapping needs. That's it. It's www.catbaker.co.uk.
So firstly, we have an infinity curve. So which is, you know, the where it's a white space.
Oh,
and everything's
curved. Yeah.
The floor. The walls, so that when you take the glam pics, everything is just white space.
Mm-hmm.
And we filmed on there. We filmed porn scenes on there, and it's a great look. It's like kind of dreamlike and
nothing
behind you. So we built that. Steve built that, and then we've got a big dungeon with a what do you think of those things where you hook someone.
Like a, almost like a meat thing. Like a, what do you call it?
Yeah, what do you call it?
Like a jimmy or something.
Like a hoist for sure.
Hoist, thank you
right.
I knew you'd have the word. A hoist. I should have known. So we've got a hoist so you can put someone in a something and hook them up. And we've got a cage in there and a big bed with a cage underneath and all sorts of stuff like that. And so we have kind of a resident dominatrix who uses it with all her clients and lots of people hire it. Yeah, it's really big. And then we've got a kind of bedroom set that looks like a hotel room. So it's kind of quite big and it's got two closed doors. So that's got a ceiling and door. So it's a complete enclosed room. We started putting... Rather than having open sets, we started closing them off because of the noise and because of the heat. Mm-hmm. It's quite hard to heat. It's a great big 30-foot kind of thing. So what else we got? We got the glory hole. We've just got a hospital bed that we bought.
I love that. Is that for like medical play? That is a big thing, isn't it? People like that.
Mm. They call it white... It's the fetish, isn't it? Is it called White Room or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. So we've got, it's great. We just got, bought it on eBay. I mean, it wasn't expensive.
You can.
It's a proper out of a hospital. So you can kind of got the thing and it goes, and you can go up, legs up.
Oh, my Willie needs sucking.
Yes. Where's the
cure my
nurse?
Ailment. Yeah.
So that's fine. That's sitting on the infinity curve at the moment. So, yeah.
So you have a whole sex empire.
Kind of.
I think.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't have the porn star university like Andy does, but... It's been running a long time, the studio, and we have lots and lots of people come. And we've got another one now next door. We've got a studio where we've got the wrestling ring in
at
the
bottom.
And a kind of a gym and locker room area. So we got that downstairs, a proper ring.
So it's like a porn multiplex you've got. That's amazing.
Then we go upstairs. We've got old-fashioned office, like boss and secretary type area. And then we've got a new office type. And yeah, lots of different sets everywhere, basically.
How often are you filming videos for you, like your content?
Less and less. Trying to fit it in around all the other filming. I try and film at least once a week. The studio is being used at least 5 days a week, maybe more. Like tomorrow we've got the gangbang. On Wednesday we've got a Halloween shoot where about 15 people are coming all to do scary stuff, social media. I have enveloped social media now. I did find it very difficult at first to get on board with.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to embrace it.
Yeah, I... no offence, but being older, did you find getting on social media...
really difficult, yeah.
Yeah, because when I have to try and explain stuff to my mum, she does... She, yeah, it takes a while for... Or do you find it quicker?
we haven't grown up. We didn't even grow up with mobile phones, for God's sake. Yeah. So, yeah, I the whole kind of like the after lockdown thing when the industry changed completely, almost like overnight. The group of people who came into the industry from after lockdown seemed to be very social media savvy, and because. And because OnlyFans and then Instagram and TikTok all became tools to promote yourself, people would come into the studio and go, oh, wow, da, 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 look at, you know, like this. And I'd go, what the fuck are you doing? And they go, oh, this is fantastic. Can I just go and sit in your big egg chair and do a little video? And I'd be like... no, you've come to shoot a scene.
You need to get your tits out.
Yeah. Come here, mate. And I kind of was a bit affronted at first that people would just kind of use whatever I had there to do all their social media. And I was like, but now I've understood why. And now I'm kind of getting my head around it and going, oh yeah, come along, do your social media, rather than what the fuck are you doing TikToks for? We're meant to be shooting.
Yeah. Come on my face, for God's sake, stop doing a dance.
Stop doing this.
so you do escorting as well?
Yes, I do.
When did you start doing that?
So quite a while ago. So within the first kind of couple of years of finding adult work and, you know, getting on there. Again, it was like just somebody messaging me and say, can you sit on my face? And I was like, and then again,
okay.
Can you sit on my, and I ignored it for months. I just want you to sit on my face. And then I thought, oh, for goodness sake, okay, well, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine, I'll apply.
All right. Yeah, it was a sub who just went, so sat down for half an hour. Off I got, off he went, thank you very much. I was like, oh, that's escorting, is it?
Yeah. So do you do full service sex work?
I do.
Yeah.
So it was a kind of a gradual thing.
Yeah. What can I ask what your hourly rate is?
So my hourly rate for the girlfriend experience is £300.
Okay. So you kind of must be doing the escorting for the love of the game a bit, because you surely must make a decent amount of money from all your internet stuff.
There's a various revenue streams that I kind of work hard on, but yes, I do it because it's the best thing ever, isn't it? I mean, I love it. Having a one-on-one fun kind of, if you know, even if you don't really connect, you can get them to do something to make you smile.
God, you're genuinely so horny. I love that.
Oh, thank you. but yeah, I would say to myself, you've got to find something nice in somebody. And that's what I tend to do.
So what kind of guys do you get coming to see you?
Depends where I go.
Oh.
Mm. Now, Glasgow, this is, I shouldn't really say this secret, but they have very big dicks in Glasgow. You need to get,
no.
You need to get over there. You know what? Fucking lovely.
Why do you think that is? Is I don't it the know. Haggis or something?
Something in the water. I don't know. Seriously, it is seriously true. You have to try it out and let me know if I'm the same. But, and they're lovely, lovely people. I love Glasgow. I love Glasgow.
Yeah, very friendly.
They're so friendly.
Big dicks.
Beautiful city, big dicks. Young. I get loads of young guys.
Wow.
Desperately wanted to see me with their big dicks. And I think, oh, thank you very much.
Young and hung in Glasgow.
Who'd have thought? So,
wow.
That's why I go. I was there last month. I'm going again in December, guys. but Dublin too. Absolutely lovely place. Lovely people. So I don't tour that often. But
yeah.
When I do, I go somewhere where I really like.
Well, so where has the smallest dicks?
I'm not sure if I should say, should I?
Oh, go on, please.
Well, let's say I don't visit Manchester or Birmingham very often, only because, not because of your diction. I haven't been measuring, just because I have more fun in other places. I just don't have time to go to those places.
I don't know. I feel like the penises are not great up in Manchester.
Well, listen, I didn't say that.
Wow. I wonder why they're smaller there. Is it something to do with Oasis? I don't know. I feel like maybe the Gallagher brothers are to blame for that,
maybe.
Or something.
Or football fans.
Yeah.
Football.
Too much.
Isn't that football?
Yeah. They're spending too much energy on football. Not enough on growing their dicks.
Need more haggis in their life.
Exactly. Wow. Interesting. Mm. So it's mostly all younger guys who come to see you, would you say?
A lot of younger guys, yeah. Which I don't complain about at all.
Oh, that is...
I'm the not the MILF, I'm the KILF. And I do say, look, I never kind of try and hide my age or anything.
Yeah.
And when they say, oh, you're a MILF, I say a KILF.
Wow. So, what do you, like, what's the youngest guy you've had?
Some of them will message and say, oh, I'm 24, is that okay? Or I'm 22. And I say, well, bring your ID with you.
Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah.
If you're telling me what your age is, bring your ID. Because why would you be saying, oh, is that okay?
Yeah, that's interesting. So do you get any older guy? Like,
oh, yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah, I get a full range. Mm. And females too.
Really? Like just one-on-one females, or is it with their partners as well?
I've done both, but I do get females messaging me and saying, oh, do you meet females?
I'm always curious with the women, would you say they're lesbians or are they experimenting?
They might be bisexual.
Because
I'm bisexual. So.
Yeah. They're like, yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
That is. Because I think with the younger guys, it makes sense when they want an older woman, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because that's just a popular dynamic, isn't it? It's even with the other way around as well.
Is it the experience, do you think? They want someone with experience.
Yeah, well, what do you think? Is that...
I think a great deal of them do like the experience. Mm. Quite a lot of them will say, oh, teach me this, teach me that, you know.
Mm.
And some of them I have taught. Oh, you've taught me everything I know. Kind of, but it's. I think it is that kind of older, more experienced.
And do you think some of them have mummy issues?
Maybe, I don't know.
Because girls who like older men...
think they have daddy
often
issues.
Often have daddy issues. Because I think I don't have daddy issues. And no. I'm not that attracted to older men. But I tend to go for younger men.
Younger.
I think when I'm your age, I'm going to be doing younger men as well.
It's definitely. It's the sexual energy they have. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. My cougar definitely, years.
Yeah, definitely go for it. Yeah.
Because like people think, people say like older men, right? They're only interested in women who are younger than them. But would you say that's not true?
I haven't found that to be true. Certainly not in the escorting side of things. In porn, definitely. Older guys are very keen on the younger girls. But then I think in porn, the age difference looks good. Yeah. So the contrast of ages is always a good play in porn. In fact, I produce for a website called Sexy Mamas, and it's all about older, the mama with the stepdaughter, not the real stepdaughter.
Yeah.
But that kind of age play and taboo is really, really.
Yeah, because I do like watching that, actually. Mm. I do like watching the sort of age difference. Mm. But then I have also watched like goblin porn before, so I don't know. I don't know if it means
goblin. What? Tell me more.
It was like an animated goblin breeding porn.
Oh my goodness!
I watched it. I was like, am I going to watch this? And I did. And I was like, kind of into it.
Was it anime? Was it the kind of
cartoons? Was like the worst CGI you could possibly imagine. Like almost like one of those terrible PlayStation 2 games. Like that's what it looked like, and it was all these goblins. Gosh. It was like a goblin breeding farm.
Wow, I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's kind of dark, actually. I guess, because it was like, but yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have.
Anthony's watched the same video. That's why he's laughing.
That was such a curveball. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, no.
I've done amputee porn.
Oh, did you hear about that man? Did you see that man in the news?
No, what man?
He was a doctor who was an amputee. He amputated people's limbs. That was his specialty.
Yeah.
But he ended up amputating his own legs because it was a sexual fetish he had. And they're worried that he amputated people who didn't really need to be amputated because it was a fantasy he had. But you know, yeah, it turns out he had put his legs in the stuff that freezes your legs or whatever, and had to be amputated. And he lied about.
Oh, that's going a bit far.
Yeah.
That's kind of Ooh.
But how did you do amputee? Oh, you mean you slept with someone who's an amputee?
I did a scene with
you didn't.
Somebody
you didn't.
Who took both their legs off from the knee down.
Oh, okay. You didn't hide your limbs. I was like, maybe that's CGI.
No, I've done that before.
yeah, of course.
I'm going back. No, it was just one of those things I wanted to try.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. What do you think? Have you got a scene or an escort meet that stands out to you the most, and one you'll never forget? Because you're just like, wow, that was either unusual or so fun.
Oh my gosh. Oh, there's so many.
Top three.
I'm just, what's come to mind at the moment is a group scene I did at the studio. It was there just one guy or was there two guys? And I think there were five girls.
Mm.
And this guy, and if he watches, he'll know who he is, decided he wanted to take all five girls, of course. And we had to, they had to kind of get into a pyramid. Like so, three bottoms there, then two bottoms, and then one. I'm sure there must have been six of us because I know we did three, two, and then one.
Oh my God.
And he was Jen.
That is impressive athleticism on everyone's behalf.
We also, on that same day, and this was also his idea, we did a human the human centipede. You knew that was coming, didn't you? Which was... And then he kind of leapfrogged each of them. So, yeah, some crazy.
Do you like eating arse?
Not particularly, no.
No, neither.
No. I don't mind mine eaten on occasions, but not really.
Yeah, I don't really like giving it.
No, I don't, no. I don't kind of like that. I don't have many no's, actually. But that would definitely be...
What are the no's that you have?
My main no is, like... face slapping or humiliation, that kind of thing.
I don't like that either.
No. Very funny. No, was it that funny? I don't know. But yeah, it was funny. Occasion when we're shooting a scene in our dungeon and this amazing, gorgeous porn star we had in there and two black guys. And so she said, okay, she's very, very, very confident, you know, full. Okay, I'll go in and I'll be a little bit sub. You can use me. So one of the guys was really new. And so they're getting all like puffed up and a bit like, you know, yeah, come here, give me a... Blah, blah. And then one of them turned around and spat straight in her face.
Oh.
You should have seen her. Her face was like, what the fuck? Because nobody had discussed that. Really should do before you start... And so she just turned around and did it back to him, which I thought was well done you.
Yeah.
But yeah, things
yeah,
that like
that
happened.
Yeah.
I was like, what? But he was so new, he didn't quite know what, how to be this kind of dominant, you know. I thought, no way. She just went.
I need to do that next time someone tries to do that to me.
It was great.
Yeah. Like with the porn, do you get many like nervous men? Do you help the man be less nervous?
So I used to do something called a stud trial, which is so lots and lots of guys would message and say, I want to be in porn. How can I get into porn? How am I going to get into porn? In fact, I had one yesterday. But so I'd say, okay, if you're that keen, you can come to studio. I'll do a stud trial with you. So there'd be like proper Joe Bloggs off the street. Oh, I really want to be poor. So he'd come in and I'd do a little interview with him, a bit like this, and say, okay, so, you know, a little bit about you know, why do you want to do porn, et cetera, et cetera. And then we'd go off and do a scene, which would be a trial. See how he gets on. And that for me was a good way to see, rather than just go straight into a scene if they've never done it or they're really, really nervous, was a good way to see what they're like in front of a camera or a cameraman and a camera. Doing it. Anyway, I had my friend Sahara with me this one time and this guy came in and there were three of us and I was saying, okay, let's get started. And then he was quite nervous. But he was like really keen. And
a keen learner.
Yeah. And he came within about 3 minutes.
Oh no.
But he pretended he hadn't come.
Oh.
But people who've been around come for a while know if he comes.
You can't fool the professionals. Oh, well, no.
And he was like, No, it's just pre-cum. No, I'm gonna go again. Okay. So anyway, we were kind of, and then he went a bit floppy. So he said, I'm just gonna go outside on my phone, because quite a lot of people use their phone. They watch porn on their phone to get hard for a porn scene. Interesting. So he went outside and me and Sahara sitting there, okay. 5 minutes gone, 10 minutes gone. I went, I'm just gonna see if he's okay. So I went into the changing room because I've got a nice dressing room, changing room. Went in there, nowhere to be seen. I thought, oh, he's gone. Maybe he's gone in the dungeon. Could not find him anywhere. He had legged it from the studio and he'd left his trousers and shoes behind.
Oh, my God.
he was like, I've shot my bolt. I'm there. So go home.
Oh, he did not pass the stud trial.
Oh dear, it was hilarious because he's still got his trousers. So if you want your trousers back, they're still there. Yeah, some people, if they're nervous, the best thing to do is not to talk about failing.
Because
when you get a whole load of people together and they're all getting ready for a shoot, 9 times out of 10, they'll start gossiping about, like I just did about my car.
Yeah.
Must not do that in front of somebody who's nervous. Because once it gets in your head that you might fail, you sure enough do. So it's like, keep everything positive. And I always say to guys, like, if you think you're going to come, because normally we want it at the end, but if you think you're going to come, let me know. We'll get the cum shot and then we'll go back to do the rest of the scene.
So we haven't missed
the cum. Because sometimes we'll come and go, oh, just go.
And the cum belongs to you.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. It's got to belong to me. I want to see it. So that's one way of getting around, so they don't kind of think, oh my God, what if I come too soon? Mm. Yeah, it's fine. As long as we know and the cameraman gets it, the money shot is the money shot. You've got to have it. Or else there's no scene. That's what I say anyway. So that's what I tend to say to guys if they're a bit nervous. Or just kind of sometimes, Steve's done this, where he's set all the cameras up and then if he sees a guy is nervous, he'll just walk out the room.
Okay.
And he'll leave me with the guy to just kind of, you know, help him kind of calm down.
Okay, here's the question for you. All right. So my mum is 63.
Aww.
If she wanted to get into the porn industry or become an escort, what advice would you give her?
Come and see me. I will give her all the help she needs.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know what I quite often say is try something like Camin or something that's where you don't actually meet somebody, you're online and see how you do with interacting with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just take it very slowly. Add your levels as you go, as you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And there's always plenty of space in the industry for any age group, anybody.
This is what this is something I do find funny. Like, comments I might get on the internet is like about the fact that I do OnlyFans or something. They'll be like, oh, but once you get older, what are you going to do? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's probably one of the one jobs where aging doesn't really slow your income,
isn't it?
Yeah. Do you ever think, God, I hope this podcast episode never ends? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to end because I have a Patreon with hours and hours and hours more podcast content. Oh my God. That's right. I have solo episodes of me jabbering on my own, but then I also have exclusive interviews where we get even more in depth into juicy topics that I can't talk about here. It is well worth the £4 subscription. I am telling you, you need to head over there. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow. It really helps support this podcast because guess what? I'm not the most brand friendly person. A lot of brands don't want to sponsor me. The world, it wants to silence me, but I cannot be silenced over on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow.
Yeah.
Especially because I know women in their 50s and 60s that are making far more than I am on there. Yeah.
It's all crazy. About personality.
Yeah.
Very much about owning your own personality, being someone different, enjoying it.
Yeah.
Enjoyment is so attractive. It's so attractive. You know, you see somebody enjoying themselves, just being themselves. That's a really attractive thing to have. And people want to just watch you.
Yeah.
You know, there's things like sleep porn and where you can just sleep and people will watch you.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that on cam sites though, are you?
No,
I remember I did Chatterbait and some people would accidentally fall asleep on stream and you would get banned if you did that. It was like one of their rules.
New rules. There's a lot of new rules in, aren't there?
Yeah, you also can dress as a Because I remember one time I did a Halloween stream and I was dressed as a nun.
Oh.
And I wasn't allowed to do that.
No, I've done before. I've been dressed as a nun.
I think it's fine on OnlyFans, but on Chatterbay for some reason.
Oh, right. Mm. Yeah, there's lots of new rules.
Yeah. I don't know how I'd feel, right, if my mum started OnlyFans and earned a lot more than me. Like, that would be...
You could, well, you know, the taboo.
Yeah, people would want to collab.
They would love it. Yeah. I would be booking you straight away. Yeah, I'd be like, there's the address of the studio. Come that way.
Mum, if you're up for it.
Come and see Lacey.
We've got to pay for that retirement home of yours somehow. Seriously.
Exactly.
Well, I think it'll be good now to go into a Patreon episode.
Oh, okay.
So we talk even more graphically in there. So I'm going to ask you probably some ruder stuff. But before we do that, have you got any advice you want to give the people at home?
Advice about what? About
anything.
Yes. Now, I think my main advice is to be yourself. Mm-hmm. I know that you must have heard that 1,000 times, but it's so, so true. And I found as getting older, to not give a fuck is really liberating.
Mm.
So try not to give so much of a fuck about anything, because it doesn't really matter. And just enjoy being yourself.
Excellent advice. And I will post your links down below as well. But so people can find all your stuff online.
Yes. So I have a website, laceystar.com, where everything of mine is. I've got about 50 DVDs, if you're into DVDs.
Oh, I love that.
produced a lot of DVDs. So OnlyFans is just Lacey Star. That's it. I think I can't even remember if there's any difference, because a few people nick your name, don't they?
Yeah.
And then you can't even use your own name. But yeah, basically Lacey Star on Twitter, Insta.
You're going to get a lot of people asking if they can do stud trials, I think.
Bring it on. I haven't done in fact, I did do one yesterday, but we didn't get as far as the bedroom.
That was
really funny. Yeah.
What? So did he just pop his load?
He arrived, was lovely young man and very polite, and I started doing the IDs and the paperwork, and he filled it all in, and then he said, how much do I get paid? And I said, have you ever done porn before? No. You won't get paid. He said, oh, I thought I'd come here, have sex and get paid. I said, no, I haven't booked you as an escort. No. So he decided he didn't want to then have sex if he wasn't getting paid, so he disappeared, which was a big waste of my time. But it was interesting, because I just gave him all the information he needed about getting into porn, and that it's not one of those jobs you can just walk in and get paid for.
Yeah, you got to work your way there. And I know my viewers at home are keen learners.
Oh, good.
And they will work their way up.
Excellent. Well, if you fancy it, definitely get in touch.
Right. Okay. We thank you guys for watching this YouTube portion. We are now going to go into the Patreon. Thank you so much for watching. Bye.
Bye.
And we walk in to the Patreon episode.
Barefoot.
Yep.